today National Chicken Wing Day. And of course, you can't have National Chicken Wing Day without the Wing King himself, Drew Cerza, joining us live here on WBEN. Drew, I guess happy holidays to you.
I know, I feel like Santa Claus today, right? This is my day. You know, it's so funny. Like, I've been in this business now for about 24 years doing the Wing Fest, and every time National Chicken Wing Day comes up, it's like, oh my God, like it's something unbelievable, new, and exciting. But I guess it is in Buffalo, right? Because this is what we're known for.
It's a true Buffalo holiday. You know, I'm just thinking, are you being contacted today by out-of-town media about this?
Yeah, I've done a couple interviews already. This is a big day for interviews for me, so it's busy. And it's a great way to promote Buffalo, you know. And the timing of National Chicken Wing Day for me for the Wing Festival, as we're like less than a month out, it couldn't be any better.
Great timing. Everyone's looking forward to the Wing Fest coming up. As you mentioned, it's just about a month from right now. You know, it's no better place to have a wing than right here in Western New York. What in your mind, in the Wing King's mind, makes a good chicken wing? What do you seek out, not just on National Chicken Wing Day, but every day?
You know, it's funny. I've been listening all morning. I heard you talking about frozen wings and that. I think the biggest thing, and this goes for any food, you got to have somebody in the kitchen that really cares. And staffing issues are so tough nowadays. When you've got an owner-operator, and a lot of the places that come to the Wing Fest are owner-operators, and they work in the kitchen, you have to have the right culture in the kitchen. Like, you're really into it, you're happy, you're proud of your wings. So you got to have the right person behind the fryer. You got to drop fresh wings. You know, you can't pre-cook them and, you know, park cook them for 6 minutes, put them in the refrigerator and bring them out. I think that's what you're talking about, Brian, when you get rubbery or wings that just aren't that good. So you got to drop fresh wings, and you got to pay attention to them. You got to pull them out, shake them before you pull them out for good, you know, get the grease off. And you got to use fresh oil. You know, if your oil's dirty, your wings are not going to be that good. So there's a lot of factors that go in even before you put the sauce on them. But you know, you got to shake all the grease off, and you got to sauce them well. And I like the fact it's not all about traditional wings anymore. Like, it's really a culinary delight where, you know, restaurants and chefs, they've really gotten into different flavors.
Oh, yeah. But I love to hear some of those secrets that you just kind of shared there. You know, Drew, have you really had a bad wing at a Buffalo area restaurant? I mean, not a chain, but, you know, a Buffalo-owned restaurant.
I have. And, you know, it's amazing. Like, I became buddies with the Buffalo Wing Coalition, and they do a great job, like, going out and, you know, testing wings. And they won't rate a wing unless they've been there two or three times. And there's times you go to a great place, but you get the wrong person dropping the wings, and they just don't come out as well. You just don't know. But I haven't really had – I've had a couple terrible wings. I'm not a young guy, so I've got a lot of wings, so the odds are pretty good. I've had some, but for the most part, I think the wings in Buffalo are, you know, across the board are really solid.
Solid, the best in that you can get. Hey, Drew, thanks as always for coming on with us, and I'm sure we'll be checking in again as we march closer to Wing Fest. Drew Cerza, the Wing King on National Chicken Wing Day.